Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Nate McMurray's candidacy in the Democratic primary for the 26th Congressional District could be in jeopardy after his ballot petitions were challenged in state Supreme Court. McMurray, the former Town of Grand Island supervisor, was seeking to challenge State Senator Tim Kennedy in the primary. Now, he's assailing his opponent and Jeremy Zellner, the head of the Erie County Democratic Party and Board of Elections Commissioner.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he doesn't want to face me in a fair match, even though he has millions of dollars in fundraising. And here's beyond this. The terrible thing is, we know from public statements that the Board of Elections head, Jeremy Zellner, doesn't like me because I oppose his leadership.
Kennedy filed the court challenge on Friday, claiming McMurray's petitions were, quote, false representation constituting fraud. Grant Ashley has more on this controversy at WBFO.org. A Buffalo man incarcerated at Attica State Correctional Facility is taking legal action and claiming he was assaulted by prison staff. According to court documents, lawyers for Damone Lewis are demanding that the Department of Corrections turn over files related to the case. Lewis claims he was assaulted during a search of his cell and that officers ignored his request for medical care. And the rise in the price of gasoline continues. According to AAA of Western and Central New York, the average price in Buffalo for a gallon of unleaded gasoline is $3.45, up 7 cents from last week. The national average price also climbed 3 cents and stands now at $3.63 per gallon. Lawmakers are due back in Albany today as the budget process continues to stretch beyond its April 1st deadline. A fourth spending extender is expected to be approved at today's session that will allow the state government to pay its bills. Republican leaders are blaming the delays on Democrats in charge of the budget process, Governor Kathy Hochul, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie. Affordable housing and education spending are two of the key issues that need resolution. Nate McMurray is pushing back against local Democratic Party leaders following a court challenge that could keep him out of the primary in the 26th Congressional District. McMurray was seeking to be on the ballot for a primary challenge to State Senator Tim Kennedy. While it was Kennedy who took the issue to court, McMurray is also blasting Erie County Democratic Party Chair Jeremy Zellner for not encouraging primary participation.
Because that's how you get the best candidates and you get the most ideas. What we have here is a system that only encourages those who are chosen by the party leadership and are on the inside to have any voice whatsoever.
You can read more on the controversy at WBFO.org. And a special meeting of the West Seneca School Board will be held tonight as the district works through a number of issues. Scheduled for 5 p.m. at West Seneca West Senior High School, tonight's meeting will allow board members to announce the district's new superintendent. The district has also been dealing with public outcry from teachers and students over proposed budget moves that could eliminate several teaching and staff positions. Who's responsible for investigating claims of corruption, fraud, and abuse in New York State? The role of New York Inspector General is charged with that duty, and they also investigate claims of workers' compensation fraud and welfare fraud. WBFO's Holly Kirkpatrick sat down with the current New York Inspector General, Lucy Lang, to find out more about her role and what you should do if you suspect fraud or corruption within New York's government agencies. This interview has been edited for length and clarity.
Inspector General Lucy Lang, welcome to WBFO.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here and love to be in Buffalo.
So you've been the Inspector General for New York State since October 2021, and it's not an elected position, but you were in fact appointed by Governor Kathy Hochul. And according to your office, what you do is you're employed by the government to investigate fraud, abuse, waste or corruption within a government agency, an internal watchdog. So what does that all entail?
I have the great honor of overseeing teams of investigators, lawyers, and auditors who are charged with ferreting out fraud and abuse in the state executive agencies. I also serve as the welfare inspector general, so overseeing the integrity of the welfare system, and as workers' compensation fraud inspector general, so making sure that those resources are reserved for workers who really need and are entitled to them.
So it's not just one job.
It's a whole slew of wonderful jobs.
So if somebody suspects fraud or abuse, how do they make a complaint to your office?
I encourage all New Yorkers who suspect fraud in state government to report it to 1-800-DO-RIGHT. And through our hotline, through our social media at New York State IG, through our trainings and on-the-ground relationships, we receive upwards of 6,000 complaints a year from New Yorkers who are concerned about the integrity of government. Every one of those complaints gets thoroughly investigated, and where there is indicia of fraud or abuse, we open a complete investigation, and that can it can include investigating on the ground with witnesses and conducting interviews. It can include conducting surveillance. It can include doing more of a paper-based analysis. So we really tailor our investigations to the nature of the allegations.
Can you detail some of the cases that you've successfully investigated?
Sure. A recent local complaint here came out of a person who was getting SNAP benefits, so benefits through the welfare system. And it turned out that this person was getting them in the names of his two children, of whom he didn't have custody, and that he got thousands and thousands of dollars worth of welfare benefits that he wasn't entitled to. So we received a complaint. We conducted the investigation. He was ultimately prosecuted. And the resolution included full restitution to the state, because welfare is such a critical part of so many New Yorkers' lives. And the only way that we can make sure it goes to people who truly deserve it is to make sure that folks who don't are held accountable.
So speaking of integrity, you're employed by the government to watch the government. So what measures are in place to ensure integrity?
One measure is that I can't be fired by the governor. So although I was appointed by this governor, I served for the duration of the governor's term. So that's one protection. Another is that we made the decision when I accepted the job that I wouldn't sit as a member of the cabinet. So although I have pleasant working relationships with many of the commissioners we investigate and oversee, I am not in weekly regular meetings with them. We don't have meaningful social relationships. And that gives us the distance to be able to conduct the investigations that we need to conduct.
Are you popular?
When I was first offered the job, someone said to me, "Are you prepared to be the least popular person in state government?" And I said yes to that, but I'll say that I have really taken the approach that while I'm not here to be popular, I do think that there is a lot to be said in all criminal investigations or investigations of any kind to being civil. And so we do work hard to do prevention wherever we can. And that's why we have built out so much of our training capacity, so that we are making sure that folks know what their ethical obligation is to report things to us, and we can nip in the bud fraud before it occurs.
And you mentioned not holding a role in cabinet. Was that something that your predecessors did?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a change under your watch.
That's right.
Just out of interest, I actually don't know the answer to this question. Are there term limits for your role?
There are not.
What do you think of that? Should there be?
It's an interesting question. I think that generally speaking, there has tended to be turnover with state inspectors general here and elsewhere when there's an administration turnover. I think that it, like so many things, it takes some amount of time to learn a job. But as a general matter, I think term limits are a good thing in many areas of government.
New York Inspector General Lucy Lang, thank you very much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.